Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly pray that as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple, so we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Nehemiah. In the words of Nehemiah, son of Hakalem, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in Susa, the capital, one of my brothers, Hanani, came with certain men from Judah, and I asked them about the Jews that survived, those who had escaped the captivity, and about Jerusalem. They replied, "The survivors there in the province who escaped captivity are in great trouble and shame. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been destroyed by fire." When I heard those words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, fasting and praying before the God of heaven. I said, "O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel, confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my family have sinned. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give success to your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man." At the time, I was the cupbearer to the king. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I imagine that Mary and Joseph must have been afraid. They were taking their newborn son out in public for the first time in his life. It was customary for a woman to be considered unclean for 40 days after the birth of her son. And on the 40th day, the woman, along with her husband and child, were to present themselves at the temple to claim her purification so that she could return to society. But also, and perhaps most importantly, the parents were to present their son and give thanks to God for his birth. Giving thanks to God in those days meant offering a sacrifice at the temple. If you were wealthy, you would offer a lamb. If you were poor, two turtle doves or two pigeons would suffice. So we see in the gospel the new parents, Mary and Joseph, carrying their newborn son and two birds into this huge temple that is full of people. And I'm sure that they were very frightened. Children died all the time, babies especially back then, and no one knew why. They would just get sick and die. And bringing your child out in public is scary enough even today. I remember when JD and I took Luke, our firstborn son, out to a restaurant when he was just a few weeks old. I was so nervous. I didn't know where I was going to change the baby, what I would do if he got hungry, what if he started to scream. We forgot the diaper bag in the car, and we got so nervous that we just up and left without even eating anything, and we went home. But Mary and Joseph had to walk for a few miles, or perhaps they rode on a donkey from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. They didn't have the opportunity of packing the baby back in a car seat and driving home. They had to go through with this. It was expected of them. So I can only imagine, fearful, probably sleep deprived, as they wandered into the temple clutching their baby boy. And in the midst of the crowd, there was this old man standing there. He was looking for something. And when he saw the baby, he came rushing towards them, probably scaring Mary and Joseph even more. His name was Simeon. Simeon was a man who knew how to pray. A lot of the time when I pray, I'll get up in the early morning and kneel down before an icon and I'll say, "Oh, there you are, God. Great. Okay, now I'm going to get up and go about my day." I don't know about you, but I like knowing that God is there, sensing that God is there, God's peace and presence, but I'm not so sure if I want to really listen deeply or ask God for anything specific, because then God might answer, right? Simeon dared to ask God for exactly what he wanted. I want to see the face of the Messiah. That was his prayer. I want to see the face of the Messiah. And then Simeon believed that God told him that he would get the opportunity to see that person. And we don't know if Simeon was expecting to see a baby or a man. And we don't know how long Simeon had to wait for God's answer. My inclination is that he waited for years, because most Christian art depicts Simeon as very old, which meant that year after year, day after day, he went to the temple and he expected God to answer him, and he waited for God's answer. And I can only imagine the look on his face when he finally saw that baby. The answer to his prayer. There is a beautiful photograph on the internet. It's a few years old now. It's of the Dalai Lama, and he's, I think, in London, underground in a metro station, and there is a subway car right next to him. He's standing outside of the car, right by the window. Seated in the subway car is a young Asian woman with a beautiful little baby boy, about maybe 9 months old. You know, that great age when they smile and interact. The baby has his hands on the window, and he's looking up at the Dalai Lama. And the Dalai Lama on the other side of the window is looking at that child and laughing. He has this look of such joy, as if that baby is the most beautiful thing that he has ever seen in his entire life. As if that baby is the culmination of the best of God's handiwork. And the Dalai Lama is laughing and admiring the child. And the child is laughing and admiring the Dalai Lama. And when I saw that picture, I thought, I wonder if that's what Simeon's face looked like. There he is. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. The one I've been waiting for. Simeon had the courage to ask God specifically for what he wanted, and the courage to wait, expecting God would answer. Why did you come to church today? Are you expecting to see God here? Or did you come hoping to hear a beautiful piece of music, maybe some inspiration, and then go back to normal life? Did you come because you want something? What is it that you want? Do you know? It is scary to ask God for exactly what you want. But God wants us to ask. And God will answer. Not always in the way that we expect. I don't know if Simeon was expecting a baby. But God will answer if you dare to ask. As we read our way through the Old Testament today, we reach Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah, which is right in the middle of the Old Testament. And Nehemiah is also about a man who dared to ask God for specifically what he wanted. Nehemiah was in exile in Persia. He was the cupbearer to the king, and he heard news that his people, the Jews, the ones who were left in Jerusalem, that they were suffering. He heard that the city of Jerusalem was falling apart, that the wall around the city had been destroyed, and that foreigners were coming in and out and taking advantage of the Jews, and they were hungry and they were desperate. And Nehemiah falls down on his knees and he cries out to God. And he prays specifically for one thing. He says, God, I want you to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. It is not safe without that wall. I need you, God, to rebuild the wall around the city to protect my people. And God answers Nehemiah, but in a way that I find both fascinating and scary. God makes Nehemiah the answer. God gets the king to appoint Nehemiah governor. And God says, yes, I will rebuild the wall, and you're going to do it for me. Nehemiah is put in charge of the city of Jerusalem, and he organizes everything. Every stone that is laid upon stone to make that wall. With his hands and his mind and his blood and sweat and tears, he rebuilds that wall. And so I ask you this. What if, when you ask God specifically for what it is that you want, what if it turns out that you are the answer? That God is asking you to be the solution. Today is the day of our annual meeting here at the cathedral. Once a year, we gather after church, we have pizza and salad, I like that part. We elect our leaders, and we talk for a moment about the life of this incredible parish and our role here in the city of Jacksonville. Since the 1840s, we have sat here upon this holy hill. It's hard to know it's a hill, isn't it? This is Billy Goat Hill. Did you know that? It's the highest spot in Jacksonville. But now that we've built all these high-rises, you can't tell. But when the original cathedral was built, it was built on a Native American burial ground, a sacred place, right here. And from the moment that this cathedral was built, we have been a heartbeat of ministry in this city. And over the years, hundreds, even thousands of elderly people who are on low income or below have been given a place to live. Thousands upon thousands of people have been fed because of this cathedral. We birthed the Meals on Wheels program that today feeds 60,000 meals a year. We birthed the program that now teaches art, music, and dance to over 2,000 children every year in the public schools all over the city. Children who would not have art were it not for this program. This cathedral has done incredible things through the years, and we continue to do them. And yet here we sit today, a beautiful jewel of a building, but in the heart of a downtown that is blighted. Our downtown is blighted worse than any other city in the state of Florida. We sit in a country that is so divided that we can hardly speak to one another, and so frightened by the state of the world and our economy that we are almost paralyzed. And I ask you, what do you want? What are we going to pray for? Do you want to see this downtown revitalized? Do you pray for our country to get it back together and get a vision? Or is your deepest prayer for your personal life, for your family, for your job, for your health? After 4 years here at this cathedral, I am convinced that there is nothing we cannot do, but that we are almost like a sleeping giant. We are half awake because we, you and I both, are so busy that we often don't ask God for exactly what it is that we want. We are so consumed with just trying to take care of the day-to-day that it's difficult to step back and think about what is most important in our lives. It takes enormous courage to be a Simeon in this world, to ask God for what you want and then to wait, expecting the answer. It takes enormous courage to be a Nehemiah, to ask God for what you want and then be willing to be part of the solution. But I believe that that's exactly where we are today. It is time once again for this cathedral to pause and to pray deeply and specifically for what it is that we want. And I have no doubt that God will answer our prayers. When Simeon sees that little boy, he says the most beautiful words. He says to God, "Master, now you have set your servant free. Now I am free because I see the face of God. You have answered my prayers. Now I'm ready to die. My life has been fulfilled." Don't you want to say that at the end of your life? I want to say that. I want to say that I dared to pray to God, and that God answered, and that I spent my life devoting myself to that answer. And then to be free to be at peace, knowing that God has answered my prayers. This is our chance. This is our time, St. John's Cathedral. What do you want? Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In this season of Epiphany, we remember the wise ones, whose journey by the brightest star's light brought them to the light of the world. Let us pray together, saying, Christ, be our light. For the people of God, throughout the world, and for all of us gathered together here, that we will learn how God wants us to live, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For the nations of the world, especially the nations of Africa and the Middle East, for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, for all who we love, those who live, and those who have died, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For all who are sick, sad, hungry, afraid, alone, or in any kind of trouble, that they will be helped and comforted. We remember those who have died, especially Edna Alexander, the Reverend George Contos, and David Likens. I invite you to speak their names aloud. Let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For what is in our hearts today, we ask you to hear us, God. For all that we have and all that we share, we thank you, God. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
Father in heaven, give us the courage to ask you for exactly what it is that we want in our lives. And give us the courage to wait, expecting your answer, and to be open to the fact that we may be part of that solution. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior. Amen. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. I love that. I love it when you guys are so busy saying hello to each other that I have to tell you to be seated. That's awesome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all of you, especially visitors. If you're new, there is a newcomer card in your pew. You can fill it out and we will send you our e-newsletter. If you're new, and we want you to raise your hand so we can bring you a gift, but you have to hold your hand up high so that the ushers can find you. Thank you. It's so good to have you. Keep it up. Keep it up. Yes, there you go. They'll bring you a gift, but it'll take you a moment. We're glad you're here today. Today is Scout Sunday, and all of those of you who have Scouts in the family, I hope you will give them a word of congratulation. We had a lot of Scouts in their uniforms at our 9 o'clock service today. We have our Verger and Scout Master Kurt in the back there. Kurt, what are you now? You're the district something or other. River Bend District Commissioner for the Scouts. Congratulations. That's awesome. As I mentioned, today, right after this service, is the annual meeting. Please note the insert in your bulletin with the names of those people who have been nominated for the vestry and for convention delegate. That means they will represent the cathedral at the diocesan convention. Again, lunch will be provided. I am going to head straight over there. Raja and Ben, if you will greet people at the back, that would be wonderful. So please come over and the children are going to sing a blessing and we'll get started. We really try hard to keep the annual meeting at 1 hour so you can get home and get ready for the Super Bowl, right? The choir is hosting a rummage sale on February the 22nd. You can bring your new or gently used treasures to the cathedral beginning tomorrow. There's more details about that in your bulletin. Also, we have pledge envelopes still available for those of you who have pledged that are in the cloister right outside of this doorway. Please pick those up if you would like. We had three incredible people who died this week, and I wanted to mention them to you. George Kontos was a canon here and a priest at this cathedral, very well loved. I know many of you will miss him. Edna Alexander was a beautiful elderly woman who had a little wheezy organ in her house. And every year on my birthday, she would leave a message on my cell phone singing, "Happy birthday to you." I'm really going to miss her voicemail messages on my cell phone. And last but not least, David Likens, who was an usher here for so many years, passed away after a long battle with cancer. And I'll tell you, this church was just wonderful to him. They brought him meals. When I came on Wednesday morning to hospice, his family had been so exhausted. And Bill Foraker just showed up and slept and spent the night with him so that his family could rest. So thank you to all of you who ministered to David and to Helen and to the family. We're so grateful. That's what church is all about, really. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Thank you.
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home, but by your will they were created and have been. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and the resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this holy communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your Church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God to you, the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. in the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are made one, because we all share in one blood. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of the Son. And here is and now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given to us to do, to love and serve you in Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory.
Amen. Father Raja, would you bless us in Arabic?
وَسَلَامُ اللَّهِ الْفَائِقُ لِكُلِّ فَهْمٍ يحفظ قلوبكم وأفكاركم في معرفة ومحبة الله الآب وابنه ربنا يسوع المسيح وبركة الله القادر على كل شيء الآب والابن والروح القدس تكون معكم وتستمر فيكم إلى أبد الآبدين آمين.